Hey yo, we back. God damn. It's been a minute 'cause it's been crazy, y'all. Apologies. I promise, apologies. Just been dealing with some life shit. Y'all know how that go. 2020 been crazy. It's been crazy. So far, 2020 has been crazy. I can't even express that enough. Let me get my shit together. I think some people would agree and say we need to throw 2020 away and start over. But nah, I think like, look, we just need to go through this shit. 'Cause I feel like when you go through some real shit, it just makes you stronger, you know? So you gotta go through some bullshit to get to the good. So America, man, has been going through it. You know, so much shit has been happening. I mean, World War III was about to pop off. Well, it still might, because there's a lot of crazy shit going on. In January, I think it was January 26th or 21st, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken. We lost the great Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gigi and a few others that were on the plane with them while the man was being a father and couldn't protect his daughter or any of the people that was on that plane. Whew, I just really wish they did not have flied in that fog. That was just sad, man. And the funeral was on 2/24, I believe. Yeah. And represents of his daughter Gigi's number 2 and Kobe number 24. Rest in peace to them. Man, so much shit been going on. And other hip hop entertainment shit, the rapper Tekashi, who snitched and told on everybody, eventually got freed and is on the streets right now. Who knows? I mean, the way I have people talking in comments under his YouTube videos, it's a lot of different mixture of love and hate, you know? Phew. More so, I gotta say, from what I've seen, more love, because I don't think his fan base understand the street codes. And as they shouldn't, because majority of them are very young and a lot of them are beautiful females, and they don't care. They don't follow those rules like the streets do. So ain't no telling what the hell's gonna happen with him, but I'm not gonna lie, he's just pure entertainment. And also the world has been dealing with this flu-like disease called the coronavirus, COVID-19 for short. It's been a crazy pandemic, man. It really put the world on pause for about 3 months, and we're still currently going through it right now, and it is May 31st. It's crazy, y'all. So it's, 2020, man, it's just every day we're waking up to not knowing what's next. That's how it feels, shit's been getting so bad, even worse with these police brutalities. They're still killing black people. Like, black lives don't matter. It's just getting out of hand in 2020. It's so much going on, it just had me putting life on pause, because a lot of these life situations and things that are happening in the world, I've had to really up my therapy. I'm telling you, for me and my child. Shout out to my son TJ. Therapy is very necessary. And considering May is mental health awareness, and it's the last day of it. And I would encourage anybody, man, please get your therapy on, because 2020, man, I had to really up my therapist's time. I had to really get my shit down. I got two therapists that I'm working with, one through my job and one for me and my son, and it's been crazy. It's been really crazy. So My anxiety has been through the roof all 2020 because I'm waking up just with things being so uncertain. I don't know what's what and what's to happen. I'm just trying to mentally prepare myself and still make my money to support my children. I'm a single father of three. Shout out to Malik, my second son, and my daughter, my beautiful daughter, I may add, Nevaeh Cheyenne Plattenberg. Daddy loves you. And again, my oldest boy TJ, who lives with me full time. Having him has really given me that balance. He gives me that strength to keep going, to keep pushing. Every day I look him in his face, that's my reason to keep going, to keep pushing. Again, 2020 is just all over the damn place. This pandemic of the COVID-19 has been killing people, taking people out, dropping them like crazy. Like it's just all these deaths and these cops that's killing us. Rest in peace to George Floyd. George Floyd was an unarmed black man who was killed by a police officer. It's just crazy when, when white policemen kill us unarmed black men, and it's just like, damn, another one. Like this shouldn't be a normal thing, and it's not right, right now, Minnesota has been on fire with the people of all color from what I've saw out there, tearing up buildings, burning up buildings from the police department, the Target stores, everything, man. That shit is enough to just drive your anxiety through the roof. You know what I mean? Because how do I not know when I walk out my door that shit may happen to me? And dear Lord, I pray it don't ever happen to me. When I move, man, I move in peace, and I just want to go home after I make my coins, and take care of my children and raise them in this crazy world and just teach them and raise them right. That's all I'm trying to do, and stay out the way. So all y'all out there, man, again, please continue to stay safe, wear your mask, stay in the house. If you ain't got to go out, please stay in the house, because crazy shit is going on. Different cities around America are all protesting in a violent way because we're tired of it. We're tired of all this unarmed killing that these people are doing. Is we didn't had enough. It's enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. It's a beautiful day out here on the patio. I just had to get this out there to the people that follow me. I really appreciate y'all for listening, allowing me to get these things off my mind and respecting it. And I appreciate the emails that I've been getting. I'm going to get to those questions, so I appreciate y'all listening. And again, it's Timothy Plattenberg at yahoo.com. You can send me all your questions. I got other topics coming up real soon that I'm working on for the Respect My Mind podcast show. I just appreciate y'all for listening and hanging in there with me because we're all in this shit together. All right. Keep it locked. Support me.